I don't know about you, but the last couple of weeks, I've heard some of the best testimonies I've ever heard in my life. I'm not talking about this week or this month. Last week, somebody said, I was so thrilled to come to this church and see rich people worshiping God too. I almost fell out of my seat. I told me, Dory, listen. Listen to this. This is the first time I've ever heard this, ever. Right? You hear people come to Christ because they have needs in their lives, because they're hungry and they don't have clothes and a house. And this man of God was saying, I was so impressed that the rich worship God too. Wow. Deep, deep, deep stuff. And then this little lady comes up and blows us all out. I wanted to hide. Wow. And she said it with the Holy Spirit of God all over her. And Erica, my goodness. Lady, don't let go of that fire. Alex is in trouble. But he knows. He knows. Alex and I had a talk, so he knows. Wow. And don't let anybody slow you down. Don't let anybody get in your way. If they tell you to slow down and try to put you some other place, you come and let us know. We'll take care of you. Yeah. Wow. I'm just floating, man. Who's going to follow this? Chris, you teach it? Phew. Well, thank God for that. Wow. Wonderful, wonderful. Let me read from the Message, Philippians chapter 4. If I can get through this, I'll be doing good. I'm just back there. I don't even know how to explain it. Whew. Hallelujah.
Deep breath.
Celebrate God all day, every day. I mean, revel in Him. Make it as clear as you can to all you meet that you're on their side, working with them and not against them. Help them see that the Master is about to arrive. He could show up any minute. Don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. By the way, I got a note from my son the other day, and he said, Dad, instead of worrying, pray. My son said that to me. Okay, praise God. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. Wow. Isn't God's word so good? That's what God sent Jesus to do. Come and displace all the nasty stuff in our lives that was on the throne of our lives with Himself. And He displaces all that worry with Himself. He's on the throne now. Let me continue. Summing it all up, friends, I'd say you'll do best by filling your minds and meditating on things true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious, the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly, things to praise, not things to curse. Put into practice what you learned from me, what you heard and saw and realized. Do that, and God, who makes everything work together, will work you into His most excellent harmonies. Amen.
I want to just bring to you briefly the report of our missionaries to Cambodia, Daryl and Kayo Record. We do periodically here a Mission Sunday, which basically says that on top of our tithes, we want to give offerings. And that offering today that we'll give will go all to Cambodia, and also to Guatemala for the orphanages that's being built in Guatemala. This is the report given by Daryl in January, and just want to share it with you. And let me just begin. Dear brothers and sisters, warm greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you for your partnership in Cambodian missions. It is very comforting to know that our ministry is not our individual activity, but it is the kingdom work done by the body of Christ. We are going through some tough time, as you will hear in this report. Please lift us up in your prayers, and may His will be done in Cambodia as well as in Japan. First of all, there's three major things that they're doing. First is at the Tahas Bible Institute. Daryl has done some lessons. They call them modules now. I don't know, classes, lessons. Basically, it's a church leadership kind of gathering. These are people who are leaders in the churches around Cambodia. And he comes as part of the teaching staff to lead devotions. And his major work is doing 15-minute Bible devotions for the lessons in Khmer, the language of Cambodia. And so that took a lot of time. He did that for the first half of February, and he'll be doing it again in, I believe, March. So please pray for that. They went well, he says. There's some videos and things that he had to prepare for that. Each devotional took 5 to 10 hours to prepare, translate, practice, and deliver. Praise the Lord that students understood the content of the messages, despite Daryl's accent. He's scheduled to give devotions again from May 9th through the 20th. So those are... that's the picture of him doing one of his devotionals, I think. So, Tahas Bible Institute in Phnom Penh. Another work that he's doing is through the Far East Broadcasting Radio, Cambodia, FEBC. And he has been working with the lady who runs the radio station. They're going to make a series of 30-minute programs, I think 30-minute programs. The program series is called Truth Anchors, and the anchors are three anchors based on truth. One is truth, then the other is relationships, the other is experience, and he's involved in the writing of the scripts and of the preparation and the delivery of the program. In one of the programs, it's called Experience. Mature Christians are going to give basically their testimonies. And so we have here Pastor Sok, a veteran pastor of Cambodia, and he is recording his life story. And that will be ready to broadcast. This is basically a Christian radio station that reaches throughout Cambodia. Another one is on relationships. He's writing a script. One script is involving a dialogue with two Cambodians. One is a Christian Cambodian who grew up in a Christian home, and the other is a new Christian Cambodian who just recently gave his life to Jesus. And their conversation will make up the program of how their faith affects their life in Cambodia. That's the work of the Far East Broadcasting Company that he's doing there. Another work that he's doing is working on another book. He wrote one book, I think it was published last year or the year before. It's called Christianity Reasons for Faith. And he's working on part two or book two now. And this time he's partnering with a man named Dr. Collins. He's a medical doctor. They met at a conference that they were doing. And it turns out that this doctor had done lots of research in the evidence for truth and for Christianity, and he had a lot of research he wanted to publish, and Daryl and him got together, and they realized they need to work together, so they're going to collaborate to make book two. Dr. Collins is a medical doctor, but he's been a missionary. He's a medical missionary in Cambodia. He's been there for 10 years, and his gift is working on the details and the small edits. Daryl's gift is on the broad picture, and so they're working. Their skills complement each other. They would like to finish their manuscript for book two by the end of May. At that time, Daryl and Kyle and Benjamin will take a break, and not take a break. They're going to do work in the U.S. to raise more support. And also, Dr. Doug will return to the U.S. to raise his own support. He's going to teach at the University of Ohio, Cincinnati, in medical school, and that's how he raises funds to fund his missionary work in Cambodia. They're going to fund the work together themselves. Anyway, that's another work that they're doing. They're going to finish the manuscript by the end of May, and the translation will be done throughout the summer. And then by December, they'll hopefully have the editing, layout, printing, and distribution ready to go. Okay, that's the book work that they're doing. Daryl mentions a lot of struggles that has been going on. If you want his report, I'll be happy to email that to you if you don't get it, if you're not a part of his mailing list. But they just experience a lot of difficulty being missionaries just in their home. They have a house, and without a fence, the dogs run right through, random dogs run through, and they fight each other, and it really has bothered Kayo a lot. She's become super sensitive, hypersensitive to barking of any kind, and it caused a lot of stress for her. So they had a fence made of chicken wire built around their front yard. That has kept the dogs out, and so they're recovering from that. But lots of noise, you know, noisy neighbors, noisy dogs, things like that really affect them. They become tired, and so they need some physical stamina and mental and emotional stamina as well. Daryl and Kaya are also very intricately involved with the churches in and throughout their village of Kampong Chineng. There have been incredible amounts of spiritual attack upon the leadership of these churches, upon the pastors themselves, and it's been very hard to work in these churches, working with them. Lots of trust has been broken, and lots of bridges need to be rebuilt. So we need to pray for Pastor Sokna, Pastor Sok, and all the other churches that they are involved in. This is the work of God in hostile territory, and they'll need our prayers constantly, not just on this particular Sunday. Not only is there difficulty in the churches among the leadership, but there is difficulty with missionaries throughout the region. Missionaries of the same organization, missionaries of different organizations, finding conflict with each other. A house divided will not stand. So Daryl is asking for continued prayer for unity and harmony and healing in the relationships among the missionaries that they work with in the field. There are some good things happening amongst the missionaries, but it's not all strawberries and cream and victory upon victory. It is a hard work that they are doing, and they need prayer for that. Their final push is going to be from now until the end of May, and then on May 25th, they're going to fly back to the States and spend the summer in the States all the way through August, and then they'll return to Cambodia. While they're in the States, they'll be visiting churches that support them and send them. So that's a lot of work for them as well. We're going to be remembering them through our prayers there. I think that's about it for the report.